So who are some of the groups that are going to be in this year's lineup? What are you particularly excited for?
Well, one of the things I'm excited about is, of course, to see Dom Flemings again. He's going to do a workshop for us, kind of a talk workshop in the Lewis Auditorium in the Urbana Free Library, and then another live performance at the Rose Bowl. Dom's a Grammy Award winner and multiple nominee and is constantly pushing the boundaries of African-American history and folk music.
Left me, baby, 1 year ago, but I still love you. I'm moaning low, Lord, I'm blue and so down, honey. That lonesome old river's my home.
So what we try to do is mix these regional or national acts in with a lot of local performers. And so the Tumbleweeds are going to be with us again. That's a local group. The Merry Travelers duo. The Hoot and Hollers are going to play. Really cool group that I like from Urbana. A bunch of young folks I know. It's called the Hot Club of Urbana. So something a little bit for everybody.
You mentioned a little earlier that you guys are looking for folks who are pushing the boundaries. Can you put a little bit of a finer point on that for me?
So there's the musical side to that, but there's also kind of what I think of as the real world side to that. We've got a Deem the Artist who very much puts out what I would call a non-binary perspective.
Nights get longer, the days stay hard, it hits like a bullet through the middle of a heart.
If folk music and roots music is to live, it has to evolve and reflect the era that we're in and the concerns that people have. If music stays the same, it can kind of die. Our efforts at sustaining the festival is all about getting more people involved from all different kinds of perspectives. So, for example, we ran a table at Pride Fest this last weekend, and we're real happy to be able to cooperate with those people. Have worked really hard to try to get high-quality African-American folks to come in. You know, a lot of people think of folk and roots music as being kind of a white environment, and we certainly want to break through that paradigm. So having Kashana Armstrong here a couple of years in a row, having T.D. Young this year, just to try to mix it up and get all the different perspectives we have. We know from what we're hearing and what our cohorts are seeing that there are people that are always pushing the boundaries of what we think of as traditional folk and roots music. And we want to try to be there on the edge of that and have been pretty successful through time of getting people here who then we subsequently could never afford to have again because they go on to bigger lives. Allison Russell, who won a Grammy for Songs of Our Native Daughters, came through about 3 years ago, like 8.5 months pregnant. Such a joy to see her. And so she's gone on to much bigger and better things. So if we're wise and we have good threading through the network, which our festival manager this year, Cody Jensen, really gives us, then, you know, we can get people that are up and coming and new and different and mix that in with, you know, some good old banjo licks.
You can find out more information about the festival dates and lineup, as well as how to get involved, at ipmnewsroom.org. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.